understood the difference between the two.
Okay. Do you know a disease that used to kill children because they would get sores in their throat and wouldn't be able to breathe? They would suffocate. Don't hear about this too much anymore. It begins with a D.
No.
Diphtheria? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've heard of diphtheria, but I never knew what the symptoms were.
Okay. It was just for pronunciation. What about a disease that causes your skin and eyeballs to turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice?
Mm-hmm. Sure. And if I get a severe pain right around here, I might be having an attack of
appendicitis.
All right. What about if somebody ate something that disagreed with him and it came back up, you say he had to what?
Throw up or vomit.
All right. Are there any words for that strike you as either crude or funny?
I think puke would be probably a crude word that you use sometimes. Can't think of any funny ones.
Are vomit and throw up just neutral words to you?
I think so. I think vomit probably be worse than throw up. Maybe a little more. Well, I don't know if it would or not. They're pretty close to being neutral. You hear upchuck sometime.
Yeah. How do you think you respond to that?
I think that'd probably be nicer than the other two.
Okay. What about barf? You ever heard that?
Yeah, I have. Surely have. Not quite as much, but I...
Mm-hmm. Where does that fall as far as your response to it? That amuse you or would repel you if somebody said they had to barf?
I'd pretty much be neutral on that thing.
And if the word is?
Barf.
Yeah, okay. All right, somebody who's sick that way, you say he's sick where?
Sick to his stomach.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, talking about courtship a little bit. If a boy is seeing the same girl pretty regularly and he's getting serious about her, what would you say he's doing?
Going with her.
Mm-hmm. Any other words for that?
Dating her. Going with her. Can't think of any.
Do you still hear courting?
Occasionally, but not as much as you know, in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Older folks, you know, might say that.
That strikes you as an old-fashioned word?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Okay. You would say that he is her what?
Boyfriend.
Okay. And she would be his?
Girlfriend.
Say if a boy comes in late one night and he's got lipstick all over him and his little brother sees him, he might say, uh-huh, you've been...
making out.
Okay. Say if the boy asks the girl to marry him but she doesn't want him, what would you say she did to him?
Turned him down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But if she didn't turn him down, say they went ahead and got...
married.
All right. Now, at the wedding, the man who stands up with the groom, you call him the...
best man.
Yeah, and the woman who stands up with the bride, you call her the...
maid of honor.
Okay. Around here, years ago, did you ever hear of a noisy ceremony after the wedding, say if a lot of people would follow the couple back to their home and maybe even shoot off guns or play tricks on the couple?
No. I've heard of them, you know, painting up their car and chasing them out of town, but never any.
As serious.
No.
Have you ever heard the word chivalry or serenade?
Of course I've heard. Not used
not
anything like that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Say if there's a party going on somewhere and it gets a little out of hand and one of the neighbors calls the police and they come over, they don't arrest just one person, they arrest the...
whole bunch.
Okay. Say if some young people have gotten together and rented a hall or an armory or something like that and they hire a band too, you say they're going to have a...
party.